welcome Jeremy Schultz to the program.
Morning, Greg.
Now with Collins Design Build Incorporated out in the Brooklyn area. So how'd you wind up there, Jeremy?
Well, started my career.
How long have you been there?
I've been there since April.
Okay. Yep. So you're pretty new to the
real new with Jade company. But I've known Collins for over 10 years. They were clients of mine back when I had an insurance agency. So worked out well.
So you go from insurance into tell us about Collins Design Build.
Yeah, so Collins is they specialize in commercial and industrial general contractors. So we do anything from new buildings, pre-engineered metal buildings, to commercial build-outs, to renovations. So some of the projects around Jackson people would know would be the new Christoph building. We renovated the Toy Story, or the Toy
store,
yep, for them, Big B's and Subways, the big Brembo factory out in M60. We've done quite a bit of work out there, and even local Eaton and Certainty. We're pretty well focused on Jackson.
Well, nice job on Christoph's.
Thank you.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a cool building. Yeah, they've done some really cool stuff there.
Yeah, they really. Really did a nice job, and you guys did a nice job with that. So, how do you describe Collins Design and Build? Is it all commercial?
It's all commercial. Yeah, we don't get into any residential work.
So, if I want a deck, we'll
refer you to somebody we know. We've got a lot of great referral partners for that stuff. Yeah, okay. That's not something we do. Yeah.
So, how's business been? Because that would be a fairly specialized business, right?
For sure. You know, at the beginning of the year was looking going to be a record breaker probably for the company. And just like, I mean, I'm sure this is everyone's story. You know, COVID came and put a damper on a lot of things. But I'll tell you, we have a lot of things on the board, a lot of starts coming back online. And I think people are adjusting, I guess, but realizing, you know, we still got to live our lives. So we're working, we're busy. All our crews are back. They've been back for a while. You know, it's certainly not what it could be, but it's good.
So what do you do for the company?
Well, my official title is the operations manager, so I handle everything from specs to do a lot of quoting. And really, at the end of the day, you know, Jade is he's been doing this since he was in diapers, probably. He took business over from his dad. And Jade's just a big believer in that the owner needs to be on site. The owner needs to be engaged. So he's kind of brought me in as a support vehicle to make sure that I can handle the back room and the office stuff to keep him out in the field doing what he does best and make sure our clients get the best bang for their buck.
So is it all metal work, metal buildings?
Boy, the majority of it is. I mean, outsides, you know, we'll have masonry or different siding exposures. But, yeah, the structures themselves, especially the size buildings that we're usually involved in, are all metal. Yeah.
How has that changed or upgraded here over the past few years?
You know.
Is it always changing?
Well, I've always said the commercial industry is the best people to find that if you need improvise, adapt, and overcome, those are the guys to go look for because every day is different, you know, from everything that you're dealing not only with weather, but then you can get into regulations or, you know, local municipalities, things change. But as far as the buildings go, they've improved the efficiency of getting them up, and the energy efficiency of the commercial buildings has increased dramatically. It's one of the things that we like to focus on a little bit that was kind of an afterthought in years past, but it's something that I think people see the value in now, especially when they look at long-term big projects.
So your market must really spread out. It's not really just in this area. You guys must go all over and do jobs, right?
You know, it's actually one thing that Jade would tell you if he was here. He takes a lot of pride in. We're not a big traveling contractor. I mean, we really do focus on the Jackson area. However, we've got a job coming up on the west side of the state. We've got one as far as just near Detroit, so we don't.
That's a little traveling.
It's a little bit, but we really focus here on Jackson, and we've got such a long list of clients that they do keep us busy, and we've got new projects coming up here in Jackson. I think people are going to be excited to see here in the next few months.
What Can you reveal anything about new projects?
Sure. I mean, I won't get into too big of specifics, but sure. We've got groundbreaking on a new 50,000 square foot manufacturing here in Jackson, and it's going to bring jobs and whatever, and it's just exciting. Not only to see, it was one of the ones we weren't sure about whether or not they were going to move ahead or you know, pull the plug with the uncertainty, but they're moving ahead, and their business is doing well, and without their permission, I won't get into too much of that. But
yeah, absolutely,
we've got, you know, there's great things still happening in this area.
You guys work with a lot of local, unions, contracting?
Yeah, we keep an in-house crew of all union trades. They're all local Jackson guys. Been with Collins for decades. Make sure we can service our clients and keep up with new and keep that quality control in place. But we also engage a lot with local subcontractors and all local, you know, Jackson contractors. We really try to keep that close.
How important is that? And I guess probably important for your local reputation.
Yeah, I mean, reputation is certainly something we look at, but, you know, I mean, these are all guys we've grew up with and been around, and you know, we're big believers in keeping it local, keeping everyone employed, and we believe all ships rise, you know. So we when we're busy, we try to make sure that we can keep it here in the community, and everybody does well.
So how has COVID affected you guys, and have you had to change it all due to COVID?
Oh, sure. I mean, we, of course, you know, we're
following all protocols.
Oh, yeah. You have to. You know, being outside most of the time is quite a bit helpful for us. And I would say the biggest thing is just from our client base being, you know, majority of manufacturers. The manufacturers, they don't like uncertainty all that well, but they adapt really well. So I would say that's the biggest strain on our business is just our clients just aren't sure, and that's hard to plan. Yeah.
How is it for you, Jeremy, going from the insurance industry to this is a totally different ball game, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's a little bit also old hand in a glove. So I started when I was 19 and worked for a general residential contractor. We built custom houses for up 15 years.
Oh.
Then I spent 10 years with Farm Bureau, and that's how I got to know Collins. And when I had the opportunity to sell my agency back to my brother, Jade was in a position where he just needed something. It's worked out perfect. Worked out perfect.
So it sounds like, you know, despite all the issues we've had lately, you guys have hung in there pretty well.
Well, you know, we're knocking on wood here. We're doing our best. We're a smaller shop, but we also are geared. We can handle these large projects, and I think that's a big, big strength. Is Jade just keeps everything local, and you know, he's a hands-on guy. So we don't have a lot of overhead other than you know, me and a few guys. But and when we need to ramp up to a big building, we've got the resources here in Jackson to do it.
Mm-hmm. What about lead time for jobs? Are you booked out, or
I would say we're certainly into fall, which we're thankful for. We're not, you know, it's nothing crazy like a year or two, but we've got three prospective projects on the board, but we're ready to talk to anybody. We can definitely handle more.
Do you rehab too?
Yeah, we do. You know, we have you know, Christoph's is a great lesson for that. We go into old buildings and bring them new, update them, both of energy efficiency and all the modern things, for sure.
Yeah, that would be one to take a look at.
Yeah.
So if somebody needs to get a hold of you, how do they get that done?
The best thing I would tell them to do is give Chris a call at the office. You can reach her at 517-529-0089, and she'll either flag down Jade or myself, and we'll get you taken care of.
Website too?
Website, sure. It is CD for Collins Design BI.com.
Jeremy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, good seeing you.
Jeremy Schultz from Collins Design Build.